From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian peace talks set for Friday. The United Nations Tuesday sent out invitations for Syria peace talks in Geneva. It is not immediately clear who had been invited or whether all of the groups opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad would attend. Meanwhile, the conflict in Syria continued Tuesday with a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs that state media said killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 100 others. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for the country to improve anti-corruption measures just hours after a BBC documentary reported his estimated personal worth at close to $40 billion. The Kremlin dismissed as a total fabrication comments from a U.S. Treasury official who told the BBC that Mr. Putin was, in his words, a picture of corruption. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. The court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff vote for the presidency. The nation's constitutional court ruled late Monday that the first-round legislative vote on December 30th was marred by numerous irregularities. The European Commission said Tuesday it is not ruling out allowing member states to reintroduce border controls for up to 2 years. To cope with the migration crisis, the European Union interior ministers Monday asked the Commission to consider the extension of border checks. The member states of the 26-country Schengen zone would be required to inform the Commission about their security concerns. The Commission would review the request before approving the reintroduction of controls. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament passed a package of measures Tuesday to deter refugees from seeking asylum in the country. The so-called jewelry bill, passed by an overwhelming majority, includes delaying family reunifications for 3 years and confiscating migrants' valuables. Parliament's Integration Committee Chairman, Martin Hendriksen, is pleased with the vote.
Yeah, I think it's been a good debate, a long debate, but that's the way it goes in the parliament. And at the end of the day, the bill was passed, so we're quite satisfied with that. We hope that we can start a new discussion about what we can do next.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other international organizations have condemned the bill as inconsistent with European Union policies. Lisa Schlein has more.
UN Refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says the Danish decision sends damaging messages.
In our view, it runs the risk of fueling sentiments of fear and discrimination rather than promoting solidarity with people in need of protection.
The heavy influx of people into Europe last year created chaos. Humanitarian agencies predict a similar, if not larger, number of refugees and migrants is likely to arrive this year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and a number of American business executives have met in Nigeria to encourage trade. Pritzker says the visit to Nigeria is designed to transform the perception of Africa from an aid-dependent continent to a region that has business opportunities.
Absolutely, we're trying to grow the trade relationship and ultimately reduce the aid relationship.
General Electric's African head Jay Ireland says Nigeria needs to take more steps to export more products from oil to agriculture. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to use his current trip to Beijing to urge the Chinese government to put pressure on North Korea to stop its nuclear tests. Thailand's prime minister says a general election will be held in 2017, even if a proposed constitution is rejected by voters in a referendum later this year. A survey of economists by the financial news network CNBC finds the experts think the U.S. Central Bank is not likely to raise interest rates at this time and may delay expected rate hikes for a while. The latest public opinion survey shows businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz in a virtual dead heat in the crucial Midwestern state of Iowa. The Quinnipiac poll shows Trump with 31% support among Republican voters likely to participate in next Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Cruz has 29%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.